Do you feel like you're sinking in disappointment and emotional pain? Do you want God's peace even in the midst of storms? Do you long to be a woman who walks in obedience and lives a life that is set apart? And lastly, are you ready to live a life that unapologetically reflects authentic holiness? Welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, a writer, speaker, and certified biblical counselor. I've gained wisdom and learned some pretty hard lessons through suffering and how it can be a powerful vehicle for transformation. We face a constant temptation to throw in the towel and cave to the turbulence and the pressures of suffering and pain. My heart is to help you shift your eyes from the crash and onto the cross and to recalibrate in your faith and holiness. Join me as we press toward unpacking the heavy luggage of our heart in pursuit of a life that is built on the practical foundation of God's truth. To be marked means to be set apart, distinguished, unmistakable, and evident. The marked woman may be struck down, but she is not destroyed. She rises and recognizes that there is purpose in pain and that she is a vessel poured out for God's use and perfected in His purpose. This woman is picking up her cross, knowing that the cost may involve suffering, but hidden within the tapestry of her suffering are woven threads of intimacy, trust, preparation, and maturity. You're listening to the She's Marked podcast. Healing happens here. You're listening to the She's Marked podcast, and I'm your host, Hannah. I'm so blessed to be here in this new year. Happy 2025 to you. And it has been some time since my last episode. You know, 2024 was quite a year for me. I spent more times deep down in the valley than up on the mountaintop. And I'm just beginning to emerge for air and reflect deeply on who God wanted me to become and who He wants me to become as a result of those valleys that I experienced in 2024. And my dear sister, I am sure that the same is true for you. You may have had a year that was unbelievable, and I don't mean in a good way. It could have been a year where so many things, so many curveballs came your way that you just simply did not see coming. And you may be still staggering as you're trying to regain your composure, but I want to reassure you, as I'm reassuring myself, that the pain was not in vain. God, I believe in His due and perfect time, is going to be revealing what and who He intended and intends for you to become following this past 2024. One of the highlights of my 2024 was the fact that, drumroll, I became mama for the fourth time. I gave birth to baby girl number four. That's right. I'm a certified girl mom. And I gave birth to my last and final baby in September of 2024. And so that explains why you all did not hear much from me for the year. It was a very difficult time. I tend to have a challenging pregnancy with morning sickness and just the physical toil and the physical toll on my body. But by God's mercy and His faithfulness and His grace, I was able to successfully carry and deliver my beautiful baby girl. So my little family is complete, and I am now about 17 weeks postpartum. I'm still trying to get my footing. Everything feels so foreign and so brand new, but I'm learning that that is okay. I don't have to live under undue pressure to try to keep up. So here I am back in the studio releasing these episodes. So welcome back. Welcome back. Now, we are at the start of a new year, and if you've been following me for some time, you know that I typically try to do the new year with a 5 and 5. What is that? The 5 and 5 is 5 episodes in 5 days that drops at the beginning of each new year. The entire purpose of the 5 and 5 is to inspire reflection,
prayer and a renewed commitment to living a life that honors God, this series is for you. It's to help you find your footing and to start the year strong. So the very first episode that is going to be in the 5 and 5 is questions to set your 2025 in motion. And that's exactly what we're going to get into today. I love asking questions. And I think sometimes when we're looking for answers to something, the real thing that we need to do is potentially ask questions. Sometimes we're looking for a definitive something, but perhaps we just need to question it differently, which will help us to begin thinking differently and even deeply about certain aspects of our life. So we're going to go ahead and kick off with that. I listed in the show notes some of the sources that I used for some of these questions, so they're not all mine, but I dug around and did some research and extracted what I thought were the most profound questions to really help you all to reflect on your 2024 and to gear your hearts toward your 2025. So stay tuned for daily episodes that'll be dropping at the top of the morning. And without any further ado, let's get into questions to set your 2025 in motion. How has my relationship with God deepened over the past year? What is something I've done in 2024 that holds eternal impact or significance? Am I consistent in my prayer life? How can I improve in this area? Have I been diligent in studying and meditating on God's word? How am I living out my faith in my daily life? Am I actively involved in a church or Christian community? What is God calling me to pursue or change in 2025? Are there areas in my life where I struggle to fully trust God? Have I been obedient to God's promptings and commandments? Is there anyone I need to forgive? Or do I need to seek forgiveness from someone? Do my goals align with God's purpose for my life? Am I setting aside intentional time to be in God's presence? Are my priorities in line with God's will? How have I grown through the challenges I faced in 2024? What am I most grateful to God for this past year? Of my regrets, how many stem from my lack of courage or willingness to do something I know is necessary? Am I actively sharing the love of Christ with others? How am I using the gifts and talents God has given me for His glory? Are my relationships reflecting Christ's love and grace? Am I caring for my body and mind as the temple of the Holy Spirit? Am I being a good steward of the financial resources God has entrusted to me? Do I have peace about the decisions I've made this past year? How can I better serve others in my family, church, or community? Am I allowing fear to hold me back from what God has planned for me? Is my heart in the right place when it comes to worship and obedience? What new habits or disciplines can I cultivate to grow spiritually this year? How have I seen God's hand at work in my life, even in unexpected ways? What do I regret in 2024? What have I learned about myself this past year? What is possible for me in the year ahead that will not happen unless I make a meaningful change in my behavior? What opportunities for success or fulfillment am I sacrificing because of my desire for predictability and certainty? How am I limiting my opportunities to get what I want by avoiding risk, uncertainty, and friction? How well do I understand the risks I am creating for myself because of the risks I'm avoiding? How can I begin choosing more and smarter risks that benefit me rather than keep hiding from them? What conversation do I need to have? What pattern do I need to drop? What action do I need to take? What truth do I need to accept? And lastly, what skill do I need to strengthen? Dear listener, your support means everything, and without your listenership, there would be no show. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to leave a review. I'd love to know the impact of the show in your personal life, and I'd love to increase the chances of other women discovering and being transformed through this podcast. In the meantime, let's stay connected. Visit www.shesmark.com for more episodes, services, collaboration info, to shop the Marked store, or to make donations. In closing, 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you." The woman marked by God bears his seal, belongs to him, and is protected by him. She is a partaker in the divine nature of Christ, and therefore she is free.